Rockwired Sound in Albuquerque, New Mexico, of all places. This is Rockwired Radio Profiles with your host, Brian Lush, exclusively at rockwired.com. Today, Rockwired revisits the Santa Fe-based band The Strange and their edgy little album, Band. Stick around for more. Rockwired Radio Profiles is a production of Rockwired Media LLC, a limited liability company. Please stand by. Welcome to another edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles, exclusively at rockwired.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and the music is out there. Today, I'm kind of going back to the Rockwired treasure chest and taking a second look at a band that simply calls themselves The Strange, who, in the course of a year and a half, have released their debut album, Band, to critical acclaim and enthusiastic audience response. The band is comprised of singer Lindsay Ayala, keyboardist Mitch Lacassane, guitarist Justin Lindsay, bassist Andrew Davey, and drummer Braden Anderson. I got to know everybody except the drummer a few days ago, and you'll hear what everyone's got to say about the music in just a bit. From their CD Band, here is The Strange with Mainline. From their debut CD Band, that was The Strange with Mainline. Visit the band at myspace.com/forstrange. My interview with the members of The Strange started with keyboardist Mitch Lacassane and vocalist Lindsay Ayala. Here's how it went.
Well, with the album out there for everybody to hear, how do you feel about the finished work?
Well, I think it's really good. I think everything is really simple, but it's got a really cool tone to everything. And I mean, everything's really short. You know, I kind of like it short and sweet. That's the way I like it. You know, all the finished songs and whatnot. And the next one's gonna be longer and more like a Pink Floydish kind of sound. So we'll see what happens with that one.
Interesting, a Pink Floyd sound. I kind of like this sort of drugstore cowboy sound you guys have now, so.
Well, what do you think about the album?
Like I said, very, very funky, very, very, very edgy, very drugstore cowboy, and if you don't mind me saying so not Santa Fe.
That's great. No, I love Santa Fe, but it's really traditional, and like I've told a lot of people, you know, it's hard for rock bands to really get their stuff out there around here, just because everything is really based around traditional sound, and same with art, and you know, everything wants to be kind of local and whatnot, and nothing really gets popular.
I know, exactly. Exactly. I used to live there years ago, and that was always my frustration in trying to start any kind of music thing going. So
yeah. How'd you like it over here?
Oh, I liked it just fine, but you gotta understand when I lived there, I was only like 18, so I didn't. There was a limit to what I could do, you know.
Yeah,
I couldn't go out and party. I couldn't, you know, a whole bunch of things you couldn't do. And then I moved to Albuquerque when I was 21, and that was a little better. And then I moved to L.A. and just moved back after 8 years, so you know. It reeled me back in.
Yeah. We're going to have to be moving up that way, I think, here shortly after a tour, too. So we'll see what happens.
Awesome. Yeah. So with this kind of environment stacked against you, how did this band come together? How did that happen?
Well, the thing is, we had another band. Different singer, most of all the same members except for Lindsay. And another member who was actually the singer, none of us sang at all, and we kind of got, well, it was high school days, we all got together and made this band, and anyways, the singer left, and left us all alone, basically. We were called the Revolutionary No Water Blues Band, and after that, we just kept thinking of names. We didn't have Lindsay at the time, but we just kept thinking of names. What the hell are we going to call ourselves after this, you know? And we had like good 4 years with the Revolutionary No Water Blues Band, and we just kept thinking of names and came up with really retarded sounding syndromes. And we came up with The Strange because we had an old song called Only the Strange Remain. And that was what Tommy, which was a singer before, made a song. It was called The Strange, Only a Stranger Name. So that's how we came up with the name The Strange. And we, my girlfriend had a friend who was Lindsay, and she called her up and said, hey, they want a girl singer, you know? So she came up and she sings with us now too, and We've only been together for a year and a half now, so it's pretty much how it all wrapped around, and a lot of crazy stuff has happened since then.
Well, you got a pretty tight sound for having only been around for a year and a half. I mean,
well, thanks.
Yeah, talk about how music began for you personally.
Okay, well, I was picked up out of Washington from my grandmother. My parents had went to jail, and she picked me up, and at the age of 3, she told me to start playing something, do something with your life. at three, which is pretty crazy. I guess she's just an old timer, but anyways, I wanted to play something, and my brother, he grabbed the guitar and started playing that, and you and your brother never want to play the same thing. That's the way it is all the time. And I just I saw a piano, and I was like, I just want to play that. That sounds like a good thing to, something different than my brother. So I picked that up and started playing that from the age of three, and I started hating it. Didn't want to go to music class anymore. Didn't want to read music. I didn't want to be involved with it because it was horrible, but I had to keep doing it. My grandmother was very strict, and I started writing my own stuff. I had some sheet music that my grandmother thought I was actually playing what was on the sheet music, and I was just like making up my own crap, and she thought I was practicing, She's like, that sounds really good. I'm glad you're practicing. Oh, it's good to hear you practice, And I was like, thank you, Grandma, And I was just playing my own crap. I wasn't even playing Mozart. I wasn't playing all that. I just started playing my own thing because I didn't want to read. I don't want to do anyone else's crap, Anyways, so that's how it started with me. And we just, after that, I just met these guys in high school, and we became the Revolutionary Noir Blues Band. And then after that broke up, we became the Strange.
I see. And describe how the songwriting process works within this band. How does that happen?
Okay. That's a little more complicated there. basically, anything that just comes out of our head, we write. It's not real, not a lot of our stuff is about anyone or anything, or about, it's just basically words that just come out of our head. That's how mainly me and Justin write all the songs. And Andrew has started writing a lot of stuff too. He's the bass player. But basically anything out of our heads, a really cool word, anything, and then it just kind of becomes what it is. It just becomes a actual song that works together. We put words that really work together, and that's how we basically write our music.
I see. And with that being said, what songs off of the album resonate for you the most personally, and why?
Well, that might just be complicated as well, just because I think we all care about our own songs since there's three singers a lot. But I really like Cold Desert Nights, which is Lindsay's song, and that one makes me feel, every time I hear it, it makes me feel a different way, which is, that's how most music is, When people ask, what the hell is this song about? With most artists, and whatever it means to you, just like Bob Dylan said, how does it make you feel? How does it make what attracts you to it, whatnot? But that one, and I really like the catchy "Seems to Me" song.
Seems to Me is a good one. Yeah.
Yeah, but I guess that's just because I really have a passion for catchy tunes, and that one has a really catchy guitar part, and it's just kind of poppy, I guess.
What would you like someone to come away with after they've heard this album?
Well, just come away with us and, throw us some money. Something like that, No, I'm just kidding. No, I really hope that people really, have good feelings about it. I hope that people listen to it and it brings them to nature and basically love for the world in some way. I don't really know. I'm just out there. I really don't have much of a say so on that one. That's a hard one.
Yeah, that's why I always save it for last.
That is a hard one, man.
I don't want to rack someone's brain at the top of it. So
I think everyone just needs to have a good time in life. That's the way it needs to be. It just
Talk about each of the members of the band and what it is you think each of them brings to the table, not just musically, but personality-wise, that makes this thing work.
I think everybody brings a lot personality-wise. We're all very different. Some members are more quiet than others. Some members are crazier than others, but in a good way. And I don't know. I think everybody brings a lot to the table, and it just kind of meshes well together. And we're able to really make good music, and we're all good friends. So that means a lot that we have such good friendship and strong friendship. You know, we're with each other, you know, the majority of our time. And so we're just kind of like a little family.
Let me see. And Mitchell was telling me, you know, earlier that, you know, you got that... great, now I just lost my train of thought, but but I can always edit this part out, can't I? Describe the songwriting process within this band. How does that work?
Well, usually, kind of, I think what happens is, one of the guys will start writing. Like, one night, Justin couldn't sleep all night, and so he sat up, with his guitar, and just started writing down ideas, and that's basically how we do things. You know, we'll get an idea for a song, and we'll write it down, and then we'll bring it, to band practice, and we'll form a song around this idea. And so, the basic idea will be laid down on paper from, the idea that person has. And then all of us are able to add our own, kind of spin on it, and we write a lot together. So it all kind of just works out, us putting our own little taste on it, and that's usually how we do things.
How did music begin for you as an individual?
I've always been involved in music. I was involved in the music program here in the Santa Fe Public School System, from the time I was in fourth grade. I had joined band, and I stuck with that. I play, numerous instruments in concert band and in marching band, and I stayed with that all through my schooling up until I graduated high school. I was accepted to a musical theater conservatory in New York, but it was just too expensive for me to go. So I've always, I've been involved in theater for a very, very long time. I'm trained in musical theater. And so... I did that for a long time. I did it after I graduated. I've been involved in some musical theater here in Santa Fe. And fortunately, there was an opening for a singer in this band. And so I just, came out and sang with them a couple times, and they decided that, they wanted to have me around. So it was fortunate that I got to do this with these guys.
And it sounds decidedly more edgy than anything you were doing previously.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, and it's kind of tough sometimes because I'm so used to someone directing me in what I'm doing in my singing and stuff, and so it's very different to kind of always do my own thing. And so I've been learning how to do the rock and roll thing as opposed to as a musical theater,
I see. And what songs off the album resonate for you the most personally, and why?
Gosh, that's a tough question. I'm not really sure. everything. I mean, there's a lot of stuff on the album, and it's all, you know, very different. But, you know, there's some, you know, that I like to sing, you know, more, because they're just so, like, it's just a nice experience to sing some of these songs. And I really love Cold Desert Nights. Justin wrote that, and he brought it to practice, and he told me, you know, I really want you to sing this song. And it just turned out to be a really beautiful song. And so that's one that I enjoy a lot, and I kind of identify with.
And what would you like someone to come away with after they've heard this album?
I would want them to come away with just enjoyment. You know, I really want people to enjoy our music and to enjoy the time that they spend with us hearing our music. It's always really gratifying when someone says, you know, I really, really enjoyed myself hearing you guys, and I really had a great time seeing you guys play. And so I want them to be able to, you know, take this album home and to enjoy themselves, you know, just hearing our music at home. And so, I just want people to really enjoy our music and enjoy, you know, how they feel when they listen to us.
Visit The Strange at myspace.com/4strange. From their CD Band, here is The Strange once again with Cold Desert Nights. Don't go anywhere. Rockwired Radio Profiles with your host Brian Lush will return in just a moment.
Sometimes I call my
Rockwired.com is pleased to present the Rockwired Artist of the Month, Jane Badler, and her intoxicating forthcoming CD, Tears Again, featuring the band Sir. This time around, Jane gets down and dirty as only the legendary sci-fi vixen can, with a sinewy collection of edgy, witty songs that take the listener on a journey through that disaster area called romantic love. With tracks such as Four Corners, Men Who Lie, and I Don't Trust Women, and the slinky first single, The Wrong People, love and life never sounded more chaotic, or this sexy. Jane Badler, Tears Again, Rockwired's Artist of the Month. Visit Jane at myspace.com/JaneBadler.
Sometimes I wonder why I just don't.
You're listening to Rockwired Radio Profiles with your host Brian Lush, exclusively at rockwired.com. Musical aptitude since 2005. Welcome back to Rockwired Radio Profiles, exclusively at rockwired.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and today we're giving it up for the band The Strange. I continued my interview with The Strange with guitarist Justin Lindsay and bassist Andrew Davey. Here's how it went.
Since the formation of this band up until now, what has been the biggest surprise for you?
Wow, interesting. The biggest surprise in this band, I guess just the fact that actually we're doing so well. I didn't really expect it to take off as quickly because we've only been a band for a year, and South by Southwest was a real surprise.
You guys were there this past year?
Yeah, they invited us, and they put us on one of their compilation CDs, a new band, new music CD or something, and yeah, we went down and we played in Austin for South by Southwest, and all these other bands were there, and people. So that was probably the biggest surprise, like getting some recognition, you know, so fast.
Wow, that's incredible. Yeah, I mean, I was just looking at the MySpace page and seeing all the gigs that are lined up, and once again, I'm kind of surprised by the edginess of the band and that it's situated in a place like Santa Fe, which is decidedly unedgy and decidedly un-rock and roll, you know.
Yeah, actually, there's a lot more sort of Americana and stuff going on here, so Santa Fe, you know, it's kind of tough to be a rock and roll band and having Santa Fe as your hometown, because first of all, we're all young, and so people don't really, you know, bar owners, you know, the booking agents and stuff don't really trust us because we're just a bunch of kids, they're thinking, you know.
How old is the average stranger?
Let's see, we're all in our early 20s here.
Oh, okay, all right.
So I think Andrew's the youngest, he's 22, and I think Lindsay's the older one, she's 26 now, she just turned 27, actually.
Oh, it's just because the sound of the sound of the band just makes you guys sound, I don't know, experienced, you know.
Yeah,
rough,
well, we do
you
have
know.
Some experience, you know. I think there's a lot of different performance experience that people have. Lindsay was, you know, like trained in theater or whatever, and Mitchell was a classically trained piano player. And my first touring band I was in was a giant, like, 20-piece mariachi group, and I was just a viola player and a guitar player, and we'd go play big shows and open up for Pepe Aguilar and stuff, you know, playing traditional New Mexican music.
Was that the music you were raised on, or was that just something you fell into?
Well, basically, I got forced into... There was a mariachi class in my high school. They used to have a guitar class, and I preferred to join the guitar class, and then they got rid of the guitar class. And so my only option to keep playing guitar at school was to join the mariachi group. And so at first I was a little reluctant. I was like, oh, I don't want to necessarily play that music, you know, but it's really helped me a lot, and so I'm glad I did it. I was, I think, 13 when I first joined that band.
I was always curious about the guitars they use for mariachi. Are they nylon stringed, or what are they?
Yeah, we use nylon strings in mariachi music. Yeah.
Okay, all right. They just
and
look
actually,
weird.
What I played is called a vihuela. It's a little Mexican guitar, and it only has 5 strings, and it's really like a small guitar, you know. That's what I used to play.
I see. And talk about the songwriting process. I mean, I've asked everybody that question so far, but I'm just interested to hear what each member thinks about the process and how it, you know...
Oh, well, I think there's a couple different processes in the way The Strange writes songs. Me and Mitchell, the piano player, are like basically the sole writers of most of the songs. We come up with all the you know, like, first foundational ideas.
And then we basically just bring it into practice, and everybody else gets a chance to put their input in and, you know, say, we want to put a break here and do this chord change here or whatever. And so it really is a collaborative group thing in the bigger picture. But it's usually brought on by a song by Mitchell or myself, usually. And we just bring it to the table and start working it up.
I see. And what songs off the album stand out for you the most personally, and why?
I don't know, really. I'm in love with every song on the album in a different way. And the more I listen to it, the more I hate it, and the more I love it all at the same time, you know? So I definitely have a love-hate relationship with the album. Songs that stick out, though, definitely, for Mitchell, the song Seems to Me is just a great, great, like, little groovy song. Has, like, a little bit of the band in there, you know? And for Lindsay, I think Cold Desert Nights is just totally showcases her vocals greatly, and it has a lot of range in there that she goes through. And a song from myself, one of the ones I sing, I'd have to say Dead Gun.
Yes.
One of my favorite ones.
Absolutely. Same here.
Yeah.
Same here.
And it's just a real short and sweet song. I'm a fan of, you know, short songs, just like the Beatles. And the Grateful Dead even did, you know, you go into the studio and record these short and sweet songs. And then when we play live, we you know, extend things out a little bit and reach out.
Is it easier to play in Albuquerque than it is Santa Fe?
No, I it's not, actually. The crowds are definitely different, and they respond differently. But Santa Fe really, some places are really warm here in Santa Fe that we play. It's just a cool, like, little small bar atmosphere, and the people are right up there dancing, you know, right up against your toes dancing. And but Albuquerque definitely has more of a... not necessarily a dancing crowd, but like a listening crowd, where people will just come out to listen to you and see what's going on with your music. So it's, you know, just sort of a different crowd, I think.
Totally, I think. What would you like someone to come away with after they've heard this album?
Hopefully they come away with maybe a little bit of an understanding of what we're trying to do. And I think what we're trying to do is incorporate, like, all the old classic rock that people, basically, you know, all the old rock and roll bands that changed music forever, you know, like Led Zeppelin and, you know, The Band and Neil Young, just these great classic people. We want to incorporate them into our sound and also bring something new and modern to the table now that we're in 2010, you know. And so we want to put, like, definitely, like, sort of a modern twist on it. And so maybe, I think that's what I want people to come away with when they listen to the album, is sort of like that understanding that we're trying to bridge the gap between the great old classic rock and, you know, something new coming out.
At the top of the interview, Mitchell was telling me he wanted to go in more of a Pink Floyd direction with the next album. Is that the plan, or...?
Yeah, the next album, well, I'd say, yeah, like, this album was definitely more like sort of Bob Dylan influence, maybe. And yeah, the next one's moving more in like sort of a Pink Floyd and a heavier, even Black Sabbath sort of. There are certain songs on there that even have a more heavier edge to it. And so, yeah, the next album's going to be more psychedelic and heavy too, I think. And we record here in Santa Fe at a place called Frogville Studios, and it's a great little place to record.
Now that the album's out there for everybody to hear, how do you feel about the finished work now that everything that went into recording it is behind you?
I feel it's pretty good. I like it. I really wanted to get out in stores and get really, really out there like a real album. It's kind of just a little demo right now. We got it. We got the artwork and everything ready to already made and everything like that. But so far, it's just we have no like barcodes or way of selling it in stores yet.
Who did the artwork? I'm surprised I haven't even asked that yet. But who did the artwork? It looks. Looks great.
Well, the artwork was mostly done by me and Mitchell, but he mostly did it. There was a little inspiration from me as far as like the little pistol on the album cover there. But he pretty much did all the artwork there for the album. That's who did the artwork there. I usually do a lot of flyers. Me and him do a lot of flyers, but yeah, Mitchell pretty much designed that on his computer.
I see. And talk about how music began for you.
Well, with me, let's see. I've always... I don't really remember this, but when I was a young kid, maybe like 3 years old, 4 years old, there's pictures of me with the six-string guitar. I've always... I grew up listening to 50s rock and roll and early 60s rock and roll with my mom. She was an old hippie, so she always was playing that stuff for me, and I grew up listening to that, and I started off playing guitar, and I dropped that and kind of went towards the drums and like trumpet and like those school bands and stuff like that, and then I dropped those again and went back to the guitar, and now I play bass in the band. And I've been trained in like because of the school bands, been trained in sheet music and all that.
I see. And talk about the beginning of the band. How did it all come together?
Well, the beginning of the band, we were another band. We were like more blues, more folk band called Revolutionary No Water Blues Band, and we all kind of had a little. I don't know what happened. What really went on? But we had a lead singer, and we broke apart, and then me and Mitchell and Justin kind of just kept going, and then the drummer broke his arm for a while, and he came back in after a while after he saw that we got our stuff back together, and that's how the band kind of went. And this band is fairly new. I mean, maybe a little over a year, maybe a year and a half. It's probably like a year and a half, might be a little less than that, but that's pretty much how the band went. And now we're a little bit more heavier, our styles have evolved a little bit more now since we formed the new band, The Strange, not the Revolutionary.
Talk about playing South by Southwest.
It was fun. I really don't care too much about Texas.
Me neither. But anyway.
But South by Southwest was cool. There was a lot of people there. I mean, they want to have us back. They were saying we're on the internet somewhere. I don't know. We haven't been able to communicate with the people good enough to find out where our live show is at. But it was really fun. It was a fun experience. South by Southwest was great.
Let me see, and let's see. Talk about the songwriting process within the band.
Well, songwriting process usually goes with one of us will lay down one of us, usually either Mitchell or Justin, the guitar player and the keyboard player, they'll probably lay down like some basic chords, and then we all usually just make up our own parts from there. And like with vocals and lyrics, recently, I've been writing a lot of poetry and been contributing a lot of song lyrics to the songs, and we all write our own parts, and Mitchell writes lyrics, and Justin writes lyrics, so it's pretty much how the songwriting process goes, and we just lay down a chord, lay down a little structure, and it just grows from there.
So it's never a situation where you have, where one member has a completely realized song, and you're all trying to fit it in somewhere. It never happens that way, or
well, sometimes one member will have like a song where they have their own whole part down, their lyrics down all the way, and but we all just come in and just get on key and contribute our own parts and write our own parts besides what was already been written, and just bring it all together. It's almost like an improv thing, and then we perfect it and tighten it up and get it as a song.
How are live shows going for the band at the moment?
They're doing pretty good. We got so many shows booked now, more than ever. We're doing pretty good. We've done a couple Colorado tours. We did the South by Southwest thing, and we got prospects of going to Japan and stuff like that. And we're just doing better and better. It seems like we're up on over here in Santa Fe. We're up on there's a little like local paper. Not the newspaper, but another like little locals paper that they have this thing where they vote for. They have a thing where you can vote for like the best singer in town or the best restaurant in town. But we're up for the best new band and the best new album in Santa Fe this year. So this is more than we've ever seen in Santa Fe right now. And the live shows have been doing good. I mean, sometimes on early weekdays it's not so well, but weekends it's always a blast. A lot of people show up. Pretty good. We had a good show just this past Thursday.
And is this the Santa Fe Reporter that you guys are...
Yeah, the Santa Fe Reporter.
Awesome. Awesome. What would you like someone to come away with after they've heard this album?
I don't know. Like, just that they had fun and they enjoyed it and they felt some soul out of it and enjoyment, really. Just, it was good rock and roll and not just the same old, same old.
Visit The Strange at myspace.com/4strange. From their CD Band, here is The Strange once again with Seems to Me. Going to do it for this edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles. A special thanks goes out to all of the members of The Strange and to Bubby Marie Larson.
Visit the band at their official site, myspace.com/4strange. For Rockwired, I'm Brian Lush, and remember, keep your eyes forward, never look back, and make it up as you go. Rockwired Radio Profiles is a production of Rockwired Media LLC, a limited liability company, and is available exclusively at rockwired.com. Musical aptitude since 2005. But let's not be alone.